This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Kimberly Adams has been doing a series for us the past couple of weeks, exploring the disconnect between the strength of the economic fundamentals, GDP growth, the unemployment rate, all y'all know the list as well as I do. She's been looking at the disconnect between them and how people are feeling about the economy, which, broadly speaking, is not that great. A pause here, then, for the flip side of that coin, specifically something called the wealth effect. The thing that happens when the stock market is up and home values are up and the people who own stocks and homes feel wealthier, which they are, at least on paper. As promised, here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
It's a good time to be an asset owner in America. According to the Fed, from 2019 to 2022, the median net value of a home, that's the current market value minus mortgage debt, rose from $139,000 to $201,000. That's a 45% increase in value for the typical homeowner in just 3 years. Evan Carr has been riding this home equity train.
Just moved in about a week and a half ago, but at this point we've done all new hardwoods.
Carr is walking me through his new mid-century modern home, full of glass and wood paneling.
We're going to have countertops in about 5 days, which will be a lifesaver.
You must be doing a lot of takeout.
It's a lot of takeout. We have a wall oven and a microwave.
Carr and his wife paid $960,000 to get into this leafy suburb of Portland, Oregon. And their previous home?
We bought at about $520,000, sold it for $860,000. Took about 4 years to renovate, but we were able to gain that market appreciation.
Israel Hill is Carr's realtor.
The leveraging of the equity, that's a big thing. Houses took a monster jump through COVID, and people are cashing out of that equity.
For most middle and upper middle class families, the majority of their wealth is tied up in their homes. When home prices plummeted in the Great Recession, median household wealth fell by nearly half, says NYU economist Edward Wolf.
The good news is that it finally recovered by 2022.
In the early years of the pandemic, soaring home prices helped drive median household wealth up by 37%. And the recent bull market has driven it up even more.
The very wealthy, whose wealth is heavily invested in stocks, saw a good rise in their wealth. The middle class does benefit when the stock market rises, mainly through pension accounts like 401ks.
All this has a knock-on effect for the consumer economy. When the Zillow estimate on your house goes up, you feel a little richer, even if you can't or don't want to sell right now. Mayor Statman studies behavioral finance at Santa Clara University.
If the value of the house has gone up, you might spend 1, 2, or 3% of this increase. If that increase is in the value of your 401k, even though it is long-term, you might spend a bit more.
While the wealth effect may be boosting consumer spending, it doesn't seem to be doing much for consumer sentiment, says Chris Jackson at public opinion firm Ipsos.
We're waiting to see if the current bull market is reflected in public sentiment of like, oh, the economy's back on track, things are doing well, or if inflation continues to keep people depressed.
The wealth effect may also have political implications. In every presidential election since 1984, when the S&P 500 rose in the 3 months before the election, the party holding the White House won in November. When the market fell, that party lost.
Theoretically, a rising stock market should benefit the incumbent.
Princeton presidential historian Julian Zelizer.
Even if you're not investing in the stock market, you see it on the news, it's a kind of tell about whether a president is doing good or bad. So there's many reasons you'd think it would help, but it's not clear that it is.
Zelizer doubts it'll make much difference if the bull market continues into the fall. For one thing, with President Biden in the White House, Republicans feel more negative and Democrats more positive, no matter how well the economy is doing. And Zelizer says there are other reasons the wealth effect might not pull much weight right now.
Structural costs that Americans face, such as student debt, are much more pertinent in terms of how someone evaluates the economy than what they read about a bull market.
Which only affects slightly more than half of Americans who even own stock directly or in a retirement account. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.